I think the effect of the mask mandate is just not very great.
When the history of this pandemic is written, and it might be 5-10 years from now, what do you think it will say about all of this, the fear, the masking, the 6 feet of separation? I mean, some really crazy stuff that it just runs counter to the freedom of America. What do you think it'll look like?
Well, you know, it's always hard to tell what history will look back and say, but I mean, I think the two things it should pull out is one, exactly what you said, is that there was just a huge loss of freedom in many states, and what was terrifying is how many people just basically willingly gave it up, said, okay, well, I mean, if this is what it takes, you know, here's my freedom. I guess I can't be trusted to make a smart decision for myself and my family. But then, I mean, the other thing that's just so noticeable is how often the CDC and the so-called experts got it wrong. I mean, if you remember, at the start it was, well, don't wear a mask, you know, oh, you would be such a stupid person to wear a mask. And then it was, well, actually, you probably should wear a mask. And then it was, don't you dare go outside without your mask, you're killing grandma. I mean, it's unbelievable. Then the six-foot rule, we find out, you know, earlier this year that basically the CDC was just guessing, and they didn't have a strong reason for a six-foot rule compared to a three-foot rule. I mean, you find out things about schools, and, I mean, just what a mistake it was to keep schools closed in so many parts of the country. And, you know, and there's even things like, you know, the idea that it came from a lab. You know, 18 months ago, it was like, oh, well, a year ago, that was a conspiracy theory. And now it's like, well, actually, that's a legitimate possibility. We may never know, but that's certainly a possibility. And so, you know, I hope the takeaway is that, you know, just because someone has a dissenting view doesn't mean they should be silenced. In fact, we should just learn from them, and in fact, they may turn out to be right. And if they're really wrong, well, then you should be able to, if not convince them, convince other people that you are right based on the evidence, and you don't have to resort to, you know, social media bans or government restrictions. Because oftentimes the leading science in an uncertain environment turns out to be wrong, and that's why we need the differing opinions of scientists to further the conversation, further the learning about things. And we can't just say, well, you know, Dr. Fauci said it, therefore no one else talk about it. Well, no, Dr. Fauci said it, and let's have a bunch of other smart people give their perspective and figure out what's actually going on.
More coming up with Victor Jenks. We'll talk about his column over the weekend about CCSD and their grading policies. You know, maybe we'll talk about promotion policy, because we're starting to talk now about, do we send a second grader on to third grade? Don't know. We'll talk about that and more coming up this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. That's right, Hutchis and Steffen. Call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around, more with Victor Jenks as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
3:31, as we check out our traffic cams, there is an abandoned vehicle. It's partially blocking the right lane. It's near the stadium as you admire the new home of the Raiders. It's right there, 15 southbound of Russell, and it's partially blocking that right lane. So look out for that. Also, congestion at the Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 North at the 15 interchange. The freeway ramp is closed. That's westbound at Lake Mead Boulevard at the Interstate 15 southbound on-ramp to the freeway. Earlier incident there. Also, do expect some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You'll tap the brakes there. Northbound at Spring Mountain and South 15 at Oakey.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. For whatever reason, the Minnesota Wild have the Vegas Golden Knights number. The Wild now 6-1-2 against Vegas this season. The Minnesota ranks first in the NHL in wins and standing points against the Golden Knights since Vegas entered the league back in 2017. The Golden Knights lose to the Wild yesterday in overtime by a 1-0 score. So Vegas down 1-0 in that series. Game 2
is coming up tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they knock off Reno yesterday 4-1 on the road. That series continues tonight. UNLV baseball over the weekend, they sweep San Diego State. Up next, they'll wrap up the regular season next weekend in Fresno when they match up against Fresno State. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
At CDW, we get that even the biggest jobs need to fit on your lap.
It's true. My entire workday happens right here on my lap.
And you can get it done faster with the performance and security of a device configured by CDW and powered by the built-for-business Intel vPro platform.
Nice.
Are you done yet, Mommy?
More time for story time.
An even better use of your lap. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, Victor Jakes. Joining us, he is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us now. By the way, Tommy White will join us, Labor's Union Local 872, coming up about 5:30 this afternoon, so stay with us. I want to ask you about your column this week, because you talk about CCSD and their grading policies. Give us the Cliff Notes version.
Well, the district is preparing to basically overhaul its grading policies in some really, really negative ways that I think will actually shock people when they find out what's happening. The first thing is that the minimum grade a student can get on an assignment, even an assignment they don't turn in, is 50%. It's called the minimum F. The second thing is there will be no academic penalties for late work. So if you have an assignment, you turn in 3 weeks later, then you're expected, just to get whatever grade you get on the assignment. And then the third thing is that students will be able to redo all of their assignments, all of their tests, for a better grade. So say you take a test, you get a 60%, you get a D-. A couple weeks later, the teacher can say, well, I think you really have learned everything that was on that test. I'm going to change your grade to an A. That will not just be allowed, but basically encouraged by the district. So what you're talking about is just the wholesale gutting of district grades. I mean, the grades will simply not be worth the paper they're printed on.
I mean that almost, if in fact that eclipses the old notion when we were in school of grading on the curve. I mean, this is like grades don't matter.
Yes, and that's exactly right. This is well beyond grading on a curve. This is, exactly what you said. Basically, everyone's gonna, get a good grade. If you want to get a good grade, you just go talk to your teacher and say, well, I know I did bad on this test, but I learned it. And
It's like, no. You know what it's like? It's like everybody gets a participation a medal or a plaque. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you did. Performance just doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. I mean, and I think what you're seeing here is that district officials, and now they'll talk about, well, we want to basically turn grades into one big assessment of if a student has met their benchmarks or not. And so I asked them, well, if a student hasn't met the benchmarks, will you hold them back? Oh, no. Well, we couldn't do that, you know, because that would hurt their self-esteem.
Is that now, in fact, I know the district has been wrestling with this for a while, the idea of promotion. So what is, as you understand it, the notion of promotion in the Clark County School District?
Well, in all but the rarest of circumstances, you are getting passed on from one grade to another. Doesn't matter if you've met the benchmarks, doesn't matter if you know the material, doesn't matter, you know, if you show up to class in many cases. They're shuffling you on.
In other words, a student, a third grade student that's reading at a first grade level will get passed on, will get promoted.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Without even a second thought. I mean, you look at the test, I mean, I think the third grade testing, it's less than 50% of the kids are proficient in reading, and they just, you know, they just shuffle them on, and then they wonder why kids, you know, aren't engaged in high school. You know, when you don't have the basics, it's hard to do the more advanced stuff, and we just, you know, aren't willing to bite the bullet and say, look, these kids need some extra time for whatever reason, and we're going to give it to them.
So what's going to happen to these kids a year or two or three down the road, or a kid that's moving on to high school and is going to be lost? I mean, lost, because either they have reading skills that are not up to standards or math skills that they just don't get it. I mean, what's going to happen to these kids?
Well, they're going to be ill-prepared for real life, and that's the tragedy. I mean, what happens is kids just get shuffled along. And they don't have the skills, you know, they have a high school diploma perhaps, but they don't have the skills that come along with a high school diploma. And so then they get in for a rude awakening when they, you know, if they go to college, they go to the job market, where, you know, a certain level of skill is expected, and they just don't have it. And it's just a failure of the system. And when you gut grades to you know, make them less, you know, they're conveying less information about a student's skill level, it just makes the problem worse.
Now the question is, when you get to kids that are in 11th and 12th grades and you're having to make assessments of them, and colleges and universities are looking at transcripts, what are they going to see? I mean, and by the way, have the colleges made the determination of what's going on?
Well, so this proposal is coming up in June or July. So I certainly hope there will be some pushback from the public and from the school board members. I mean, ideally, they would just reject it out of hand as just being complete garbage. But, you know, I think what's going to happen is, you know, either colleges are going to understand that, well, look, an A from the Clark County School District doesn't really mean anything, and judge accordingly. Or, you know, kids are going to get accepted to a school that they simply aren't academically prepared for, and they're going to do poorly. And really, that's the worst outcome, is to go to school, take on a bunch of debt for a year or two, and then leave without a degree. I mean, you'd be better off going to community college. You'd be better off just going and getting a job and coming back to school in a bit. I mean, the worst thing you can do to a kid is say, well, look, you're ready. You know, look, you're an A and a B student, and then you go to a college and you're just drowning, and then you leave after a year with $25,000 in debt.
Wow. I just, and by the way, maybe they haven't. Is it possible that there are kids in the Clark County School District, students there that this is not just going to be a 1 year or a 1.5 or a 2 year deal, but this is going to be something that's going to impact them for 5 or 6 years? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, not just possible. I mean, that's what's happening, is that kids are just, you know, getting shuffled from one grade to another. And there's not the time to catch up on the skills they don't know, because they're, you know, pushed into a higher grade where they're expected to do more advanced learning, and they just, you know, they don't have the tools. And, you know, they're trying to do summer school, and they've got this COVID money, and I know they're going to try and spend it to catch kids up, and I think that's good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but we also need to bite the bullet with some kids and just say, look, they're not ready to go on to the next grade, and we need to, you know, help them learn the basics and hold them back for a year because they can catch up, they're capable of catching up, and then advance with the skills they need to succeed.
In a final couple of minutes, I know they've been doing testing, the MAPS testing and all kinds of other stuff that they've been trying to do. And you mentioned the reading, or was it the reading skills? Or I forget which one it was.
Yeah, reading.
Is there any release of these test scores?
We haven't seen the test scores for this year yet. I'm not sure when we will see that. It usually takes a few months. But what we did see is we saw the number of F double from fall of 2020 to fall of 2019 to fall of 2020.
Wow.
With the distance learning, and I think that's really what's driving this grading push. Is, you know, look, they distance learning didn't work, and instead of being honest about it, they're just going to dumb down the grading system so they can say, look, we dropped the number of F so dramatically.
Well, and by the way, in rolling out this new grading policy, and I hope the parents will just go nuts on this thing. I'm curious, is this perceived as just a 1 year deal, or is this the new policy for Clark County School District?
They want to make this the new policy.
Oh, wow.
It's permanent going forward. That's the plan at this point. And I know it's the summer, and no one wants to pay attention to school district stuff during the summer, but. You know, I certainly hope parents and teachers are you know, staying engaged for at least a few more weeks and telling the school board how they feel about this.
I hope so, too. I mean, remember, these are the people. These kids are going to be our cops, our doctors. You can go right down the list, our judges. And they're going to be impacted for, you know, years and years to come. I hope this is not a permanent policy, but hey, we'll see. Victor, as always, man, always good to get with you. Folks can read your stuff in the RJ 3 times a week. I absolutely love having you on. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you have it. Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This is, and we'll talk about this coming up in our next hour. In fact, I'll open up our phone lines right now at 844-263-8232. That's 844, the number 2-Nevada. That's how you reach me. And I'd love to hear from you, in particular, this idea of promotion and dumbing down the grading policies. We got to do something about this, folks. We cannot let this thing continue. And the school district cannot dumb down their grading policies. They just can't do it. I want to hear from you. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, and you got kids that are struggling in the Clark County School District, or maybe they're getting A's and B's, and then you realize, oh, they've dumbed down the policy, so I don't really have an A and B student. I have, you know, a D student posing as an A student. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-Inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casal and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, medical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Call the MultiCare Group. Do it right now. Tell you what, let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Maggie. Maggie, you must be a first-time caller. Maggie, you're up and go right ahead.
No, Kevin, I called once before, but anyhow, thank you. I was going to say about the children. You know, Kevin, it's not about getting the test grade. It's about striving for it, about building that mental muscle, about failing and getting up and getting on the horse again. I mean, if you just give a kid, because I was in that boat too. I mean, I wasn't the brightest penny in the box, and I had to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And what it taught me was, okay, I wasn't an A-plus student. What it taught me is why I had to push harder, to take responsibility, and to be able to face the challenges that unfortunately come along in life. So if you just pass a child with just a passing grade, easy peasy, that's irresponsible, giving like free money without realizing what it takes to get there. So it's all wrong.
Let me ask you this. The idea of promotion. A third grader who's reading at a first grade level. Do you pass him on to fourth grade?
Absolutely not. That kid, unfortunately, would have to take, would need a tutor, little extra, something. They would need something to get them on par with whatever the curriculum is for that fourth grade. You don't pass, you're harming the child. You're harming the child.
Wow. And by the way, this isn't just a handful of students we're talking about in the Clark County School District. We'll know more when we get testing data back from the district. But this is scary. And Maggie, this is not just a pandemic-oriented thing. I mean, this is still a school district that rates, you know, 48th out of 50.
Well, Kevin, what is that going to say about Nevada or Carson City when kids apply for colleges? And the colleges see that they weren't really taught the way they should have been. I mean, it's not going to give them a simple entrance to a school. They're not going to be able to get scholarships.
I know.
So it doesn't look good for Nevada.
Maggie, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. More coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
I social distance because I want to see my friends. I wear a mask to protect myself and the people around me.
I wash my hands frequently so I can return to school safely.
If taking these precautions means I can see my friends and return back to school,
let's all do our part.
Let's stay safe at school, Nevada.
Stay safe at school, Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're going to talk more about education, the education of your kids. Maggie made some really great points, by the way.